Hey there, this is Heather McAllister, a health coach for women in midlife. I went from feeling fat and tired at 40 to living my best life ever 9 years later. I now feel better than ever in my body and in my clothes. I feel a renewed sense of purpose and energy, and I'm here to share that with you. It was not an easy path. I had a lot of missteps along the way. But all those missteps have made it easier to help women facing the same struggles. So I created the Get Better with Heather podcast to give you simple and effective strategies to do the same thing. So if you're a woman in midlife and you're struggling to feel good in your body, to take off extra weight without obsessing over food, to get motivated and get moving, then this podcast is for you. Hit the subscribe button to stay up to date, and let's get started. Hey there, it's Heather McAllister, health and life coach. Today we're going to be talking about balancing hormones. If you are in the late 30s, 40s, 50s, you're going to want to listen to this. If you're a woman and you're feeling your body change and you're not quite sure how to handle the changes, maybe you're experiencing some weight gain, maybe you've noticed your metabolism slowing down, I'm going to give you all the goods about hormone balance and how it changes as we get older and how modern life has influenced it. I'm going to give you some practical tips too to help better balance your hormones, to feel better, to better manage your weight, and to just feel better overall. I'll see you in the episode. So if you're in the 40-year-old range and you've noticed that your body's beginning to change and you're absolutely struggling to feel normal, whether that means just having energy, having a normal mood, or one of the big things that people come to me with is weight gain, you're going to definitely want to listen to this episode. We're going to talk about what's going on in our bodies and why it's different from, you know, your early 20s and 30s when it was so easy, you know, like sleep didn't, you slept well, and even if you didn't sleep, it didn't seem to make such a disruption in your life. We could eat carbohydrates and it not give us belly fat. Like, there are just so many things that change as we get into our 40s and 50s. And I want to help you out because I've been there and I completely get it. One of the things that I want to first state right off the bat is that our modern lives has disrupted kind of the natural progression of our body. We have an overabundance of processed and inflammatory foods. We have hormone disruptive chemicals that's in our diets, in our environment. We have social media 24/7. We have a work-home life imbalance and stress probably unlike anything that we've experienced before. So these are things that are adding the burden to what's already kind of a complicated hormonal change as we go through the change, which is that change during the perimenopause to menopause years. So I have to say, when I was in my early 40s, I noticed this big change in my metabolism. I wasn't able to eat the same foods, and they had a big impact when I did eat them on my body composition. I noticed, you know, first of all, I noticed that my energy levels were down and I kind of felt crummy. Then I also noticed that, like, I got belly fat very easily. Whether it was a combination of things, I know a lot of it had to do with my food intake and the foods I was eating, the way I was exercising, all of that. Pretty much everything, whether it comes down to our lifestyle, including our sleep, our stress, our diet, all of those things are impacting our hormones and our gut health too. I don't know if you've followed me before, but I have some episodes. I just did an episode on my new YouTube channel about gut health. Gut health also impacts our hormone levels, everything. So all of these things have always been going on. It's just that when we get into this age in our life where hormones are vastly fluctuating for some of us, little things can really set them off and it can really disrupt the whole balance of everything. And that's really what we're facing as we go through perimenopause. And now for everybody, it's a little bit different. I'm going to first just give you a couple of, I'm going to give you 10 things to think about that might be changing for you. Now, I want to preface this by saying you should always talk to a healthcare provider if you are experiencing any, major changes in your energy levels and what your body feels like and looks like and, just digestive issues, all of these things. You really should talk to a medical professional. But I will say that, a lot of times when you do go to them with some of these things, if there's nothing wrong necessarily, you don't have any diagnosable issue, they just chalk it up to, well, you're getting older, expect to gain weight, expect this, expect that, So there's often not a really good answer to help you feel better. But here are 10 things to think about if maybe you're not even sure if you're going through perimenopause. Maybe you do. But these are 10 things that you may be feeling that could be a result of your hormonal changes and your metabolism changing as a result. You may notice some weight gain, especially around the middle. You may be feeling more tired. You just don't have the energy like you used to. Irritability, feeling stressed, or even just having trouble coping with small annoyances. And this is something that I've noticed. I'm very much more irritable than I was ever in my life. And having said that, frequent ups and downs, mood changes can swing from one extreme to another. Having little patience and control over really staying calm. Brain fog and decreased focus. Irregular menstrual cycles without any medical cause. Low sex drive. Feeling of anxiousness and changes in your hair, skin, nails, having deeper wrinkles, acne. Can sometimes happen. Having thinning or brittle hair and nails is another symptom or sign of hormonal imbalances and digestive issues. Another one that's pretty obvious are hot flashes, and this can happen when our estrogen is dipping way down. And this whole transition period of our hormones changing during perimenopause can last from 10 or from 5 to 10 years, sometimes even longer. It could start around age 35 and very likely is occurring if you're in your 40s, although you may not necessarily have symptoms. And some people don't have symptoms for very long, and some people have symptoms that last quite a long time. There are three really important things that need to be addressed and considered. And this is where the TLC for yourself comes in. And this, like I said, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you can kind of fudge these a little bit and it not make such an impact. But when you're going through this perimenopause time and when your estrogen and progesterone levels are fluctuating vastly, these are three things that you really want to dial in. One of them is gut health and good nutrition. So eating nutritious foods. And really promoting foods that are improving your gut health and the proper balance of carbohydrates, fiber, I'm sorry, carbohydrates, protein, and fats. Getting your lifestyle dialed in so that you're getting enough sleep and rest and activity level, so exercise, moving. And then also paying attention to your environment. And whether that environment is calming and trying to promote less stress, also thinking about how your environment could be promoting toxins in your body. So those are sort of the three major areas to consider. And then I'm going to really get into some of the hormones in your body and what's going on. So I'm going to give you like a little brief masterclass on hormones. So one of the hormones that you may be aware of is melatonin. And this is a hormone that actually regulates your inner clock. It's made from an amino acid, tryptophan. You need protein to create this hormone. So if you're cutting out protein from your diet, you know, this is something to really think about because, you know, especially if you are vegan or vegetarian, you have to make sure you're getting complete proteins. You have to make sure you're getting adequate amount of protein. That's really, really important for your sleep hormone. Then you also have stress hormones. Cortisol is a stress hormone, adrenaline, and DHEA. I'm not even going to try to say it right now. Adrenaline gets released from your adrenals when the brain registers danger. Now, the brain registers danger if you get yelled at, if you're in, you know, you're in traffic, little things, any kind of stress. You know, danger used to be running from tigers. Now it's like daily annoyances and stress that can cause the release of adrenaline. Cortisol prolongs this response. So adrenaline gets it started. Cortisol kind of prolongs it. And it's the fight or flight response that keeps you in high alert. It increases blood sugar and suppresses certain non-essential bodily functions. So digestion is negatively impacted when your cortisol levels are high. When you're stressed out, your heart races, energy is diverted to your muscles to allow you to run. It'll dilate your eyes to help you see better. It'll increase your heart rate, increase your blood pressure, and chronically will increase belly fat because if you're in danger, you store you know, fat in your belly, it's easier for your body to access for energy. DHEA is a youth hormone that actually declines with age. This is something that helps regulate insulin, improves mood and brain function, supports a healthy immune system, and it is suppressed when you are stressed. So you can imagine that if you have declining DHEA as you get older and then you're stressed out, that it's declined even further, right? So, you know, that can be a contributing factor to insulin levels, which are problematic when they're high all the time for weight gain. And then we have our sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So these are really important when it comes down to menopause and perimenopause. When we're under a stress response and we're diverting energy away from some of these major areas, cortisol is then created. The effects of cortisol being prolonged, and this kind of comes into like just having a lot of stress in our lives as we get older, it dials down our thyroid hormone. And so this is really, really important because your thyroid hormone is really essential for healthy metabolism. And this can also decrease your ability to clear estrogen and alter brain function and memory. So all of these things related to stress and cortisol levels, it's really, really important. And this is something that I emphasize when I'm working with health coaching clients who really, it's not just about what you're eating, although that's really, it's really, really important. You also have to think about what's going on with your body as far as cortisol and stress goes. Blood sugar regulation is another thing that is hormonally regulated, and insulin regulates our blood sugar levels, which is really important because blood sugar in our blood causes damage. So your body needs a really swift way to take blood sugar down to a normal range. And excess sugar in your blood actually gets stored in the liver and stored in muscles, the liver, and the extra goes as fat. So essentially, insulin is our fat storage hormone. Glucagon, another hormone, when your blood sugar level drops too low, it's secreted to stimulate the liver to release sugar from glycogen, which is stored in the liver, to restore blood sugar levels to normal. So this is if you haven't eaten in a while and you're exercising, glucagon will be released in order to get some energy from your liver as glycogen. So glycogen is released. When glycogen levels fall, so this is kind of like leaning towards your body learning to use fat, right? When you're fasted and you start to use glycogen levels, it signals fat cells to release stored energy. So actually, glucagon is a fat-burning hormone. If you're eating chronically high sugar, carbohydrates, things like that, glucagon does not get released and you're not burning fat for fuel. Cortisol actually increases blood sugar levels. And, you know, so like I was saying before, if you're chronically stressed, cortisol is kind of getting your blood sugar levels high or higher in order to prepare your body for flight. So it's preparing your body to react in some way, right? So if you think about it, like if your cortisol levels are high all the time, or if they're abnormally high, because there's actually a pattern to cortisol levels there, they raise in the morning and then go down at night. You know, if they're abnormal and they're high at night, it's going to get in the way of you being able to sleep. It could change your appetite, all kinds of things. So I talked before about a little bit about your thyroid. So T4 and T3, these are hormones that control how much energy the cells in your body produce, or just about every bodily process. So it's really, you know, your thyroid hormones are really, really important for your metabolism. The problem with stress, and I'm going to keep coming back to this stress thing because I think it's like one of the biggest issues that we have in our modern day life is stress, chronic stress. And chronic stress is the kind of stress that's like never seems to go away. And what we think of stress and what our body thinks as stress may be different. So you have to really think about like what in your body is giving you peace more than anything, because that's what you should be making sure to balance out. Because you may not always recognize things as being stressful, but you will recognize the things in life that give you peace. But stress uses up important nutrients, actually, that these thyroid hormones need to be produced, right? So selenium and magnesium are two. Stress also inhibits the conversion of T4 to T3, which is actually the useful form of thyroid hormone. And stress also makes the cell receptors for thyroid hormone less sensitive. So it's just another way that your body dials down your metabolism in times of prolonged stress. And it's an adaptive mechanism. If you are using less energy when you're stressed out, during evolution, you could live longer because you weren't expending as many calories. I'm going to give a little bit of a deeper dive into the sex hormones to help this make sense for you. So I'm going to talk about three sex hormones that are really, really important. And these are the ones that change when we're going through menopause and perimenopause. So estrogens are one of them, and they influence your cycle. And they also help keep your bones healthy and your mind working. Progesterone helps the body hold on to pregnancy, and it helps to control cell proliferation, preventing cancers. And it's also produced by the adrenals to help calm you by balancing the stimulatory effect of estrogen. Progesterone also helps to support thyroid hormones, to lower insulin levels and boost mood hormones. So all of these things are just like in a feedback loop with each other. It's pretty complicated, but they all influence each other. So imbalance in one area can, you know, impact another. Testosterone is needed by women for sex drive, for heart health, for energy, for bone health, muscle mass, and sense of well-being. It is produced mainly by the adrenals, and if stressed, again, the body prioritizes cortisol and it down-regulates testosterone. So this can happen with men and women. But again, if we're talking just about women and menopause, all of these things are already kind of in this fickle state of fluctuation. So stress can actually make a big impact on what's going on in our bodies. So menopause is actually what happens when you have not had a menstrual cycle in 12 months, but there can be years leading up to menopause. That's the perimenopause years. And this is the time when your body's hormones are really fluctuating and changing. So what's happening is from a progesterone, your levels will fall because your body will ovulate less regularly. During these years, you're more likely to be estrogen dominant. So you may have PMS, irregular cycles, mood swings, insomnia, hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, low energy. You might be more apt to get UTIs, fibroids, forgetfulness. Now, when you have high estrogen, when the progesterone declines early on in perimenopause, you can have the heavier periods, breast tenderness, cysts, endometriosis, cramps, headaches, and a higher risk for breast and ovarian cancers. Low estrogen occurs with the fluctuations of perimenopause that are a little bit closer to perimenopause, which causes the hot flashes, the skin wrinkles, insomnia, brain fog, all that fun stuff. And like the thyroid hormones and insulin levels, stress, diet, toxins, digestive disorders, excess weight, all can change the balance of estrogen, creating estrogen dominance, which can be a problem. And if you're chronically stressed, your stress hormones may be amped up or suppressed, leaving you feeling anxious, tired, overweight, moody. Your thyroid may be having difficulty coping, which can reduce your metabolism and cause weight gain. You may feel more tired, moody, cold, sluggish. You may experience constipation or hair loss. Digestive and immune systems may start to show problems. Like you may experience symptoms of leaky gut, food sensitivities, bloating, infections. And years of toxic exposure may make the liver detox functions more difficult to keep up. Inflammatory processes may become more notable. Inflammation can cause all kinds of symptoms within your body, weight gain being one of them, feeling just crummy, having different autoimmune issues come up can then come up and be a problem as well. So overall, when you're going through these changes, I usually look at the system or look at your body or my body from this perspective of really balancing the four top hormones, which tend to be the biggest problem, which is the estrogen, progesterone balance, cortisol, thyroid, and insulin. And I kept kind of going back to this, but the best way, or one of the biggest ways that I find people are impacting these hormones and their balance, especially again during these years, is stress and the effect of cortisol. So like I said before, cortisol becomes a priority for your body to produce, because your brain's always going to prioritize what it thinks is dangerous, and stress is dangerous to the body. And stress can take many forms. So we're going to look at that right now, because we think of stress sometimes just as the stress of daily life, right? Which is definitely an issue. Stress can also be physical, like a trauma could be having undergone a recent surgery or have had an injury. Aging is a source of stress. Starvation. So if you suddenly, stop eating, just like cut 1,000 calories out of your diet, that becomes a stress response. Inflammation, allergies, any kind of illnesses. Then there's the emotional stress that we all know. There's grief, anger, resentment, going through divorce, life changes, anxiousness, fear, guilt, being lonely. All of those things can trigger the stress response in your body. Then there's dietary stresses, having excess caffeine and alcohol, eating a lot of sugar, trans fats, refined carbohydrates, eating foods with lots of chemicals, processed inflammatory oils, eating foods that have a negative impact on your gut or that you're allergic to. You may not even know you're allergic to them. Deficiencies. Or I should say, sometimes you know you're allergic to certain foods, but sometimes we aren't tolerant or digesting certain foods. Well, that's a stressor. Medications can be a stressor on our body. Taking anti-inflammatory, statins, contraceptives, antacids, those can sometimes be stressful. And then we have environmental stressors, toxins that are in everything, our whole food chain, chemicals that we clean with, mold in our environment, lead, extreme temperatures, really, you know, hot or cold environmental conditions, noise can be a stressor. And then lastly, lifestyle. So whether we're sedentary, so desk job, not sleeping good, working at night, so night shift workers, over-exercising or under-exercising, smoking, and taking drugs. All of these can be considered stressors in our environment or on our body. And when we're going through this perimenopause, menopause period of time, those are the things that can really tip the balance. What would ordinarily be a change in your body, you may feel at a much more, you know, I don't know, kind of different, or they'll feel more extreme. Let's put it that way. So how might this come out to your body? Like, what might you feel? So you may feel wired, anxious, short-tempered. You may notice more belly fat and weight gain, fatigue, poor sleep, PMS, frequent colds, or, you know, just poor immunity, hot flashes, burnout. These can all be amplified when you're going through perimenopause and all of those stress factors are impacting your body. So I'm going to go over a couple of things. We're not going to get into everything, but we're going to talk a little bit about dietary stress right now. And I went through on my YouTube channel 5 top tips for weight loss during menopause or perimenopause. Those same tips can also be seen as just better balancing your hormones, because weight gain tends to be one of the things that people get the most upset about during this period of time. But those 5 top tips can actually be helpful in all areas of life. One of the things that becomes a big problem is insulin. And I had talked about how, well, there's 2 things that are kind of popping out right now. One is the DHEA, so that's reduced, so that's impacting your ability to use insulin properly. Years of eating a high carbohydrate, highly refined diet is going to impact your body's ability to be sensitive to insulin and use it properly. Your activity level, and then, you know, just like I said, oh, and your gut health. That was the 3rd thing. I was kind of blanking out there. So yeah, your gut health, having a certain bacteria balance in your body is also going to impact your ability to utilize sugar properly. So we want to have a healthy gut microbiome by eating healthy foods, eating foods that have plenty of phytonutrients. We also need to consider how our body's metabolizing carbohydrates differently. And as we get older, we don't necessarily tolerate, and everybody's a little bit different, but it's really, you know, really looking at the percentage or the types of carbohydrates you're consuming, because the insulin levels, you may be less insulin sensitive, and if your body's producing a ton of insulin and you're not responding to it, you're really storing a lot as fat, a lot of extra calories as fat, which unfortunately kind of goes to our belly area. So eating a better balanced diet, by eating higher quality protein, by getting plenty of healthy carbohydrates, less refined carbohydrates, less starchy carbohydrates. We don't want to eliminate them necessarily. And I actually believe we shouldn't be eliminating carbohydrates. To be really careful, because that could dial down your thyroid. I don't get too opinionated into, you know, as far as the different diet plans that are out there, other than to say you need to really pick the one that is doable for you and that you feel good. At the end of the day, your body usually tells you what feels good and what doesn't. And being able to live a lifestyle that makes you happy is part of it. Now, being happy doesn't mean you have to indulge in just about anything out there. And certainly eating lots of sugary treats and, you know, processed foods can make you feel happy in the moment, but over time, they're really not going to make you feel good. So it's not about deprivation. It's about really doing what's good for your body and picking foods that are good for your body, but also being realistic that occasionally it's okay to have treats. And actually, one of the big things that I work with my health coaching clients is the mindset around weight loss, because a lot of times we feel very defeated if we can't maintain the perfect diet, which is just not even realistic. However, there are better ways of eating and cutting out unnecessary sugars from our day-to-day diet is actually going to be really helpful in eating high-quality proteins, eating healthy carbs, and keeping our blood sugar levels balanced is actually going to be super important. So those are all actually really, really important. So if you're, you know, looking at what can you do to help better balance your insulin levels, which is a hormone, and it's going to be impacted during this time of your life, especially given the lifestyles that we lead. So you want to look at reducing refined carbohydrates and sugar, reducing alcohol consumption, artificial sweeteners, and caffeine. These are all things that can negatively impact us and make it harder to balance. And then stress is a huge one. So stress, it all kind of is encompassing here, with stress impacting our hormones. Our hormone fluctuations can make us feel more stressed because we're not happy, and, you know, our moods are all over the place and that sort of thing. So definitely dialing in the stress. And I talk about this in my video, which I'm uploading currently. I'm hoping it uploads soon. It's been kind of swirling around here for quite a while. I just recorded it before I did this podcast, so I'm hoping it uploads. But doing things to help minimize the stress in your life and how you handle it is really, really important. So I'm going to give you sort of the down and dirty top five. I did top five on my video today. They may be slightly different in that I was a little more specific in the top five in my video as far as what dietary issues can help support perimenopause. But if we're thinking about how to keep our hormones happy, how to balance them better, nourishing foods are number one. An active lifestyle is really important. You need to be active. Our bodies were meant to move. We weren't meant to sit all day. Finding meaning and pleasure in life and having a restful balance, so you're not always going and depleting, you know, nutrients and hormones. Creating energy in your life and having a positive mindset. These are all things that can be addressed and that will help your hormones, your gut health, will give you better energy. The things that I really focus on in my health coaching is definitely the movement and active lifestyle component, working on improving little by little the habits surrounding what foods you're eating, So that you're giving your body more of what it needs. And for everybody, this is a little bit different. And then managing your mindset around stress and around your belief system, things that are holding you back. I find there's a lot of people that have unresolved body image and mindset issues when it comes to food, depending on things that they were told when they were growing up, or just having some struggles with body image. Those are all things that can be a bigger struggle when we hit this point in our life, because you want to make these changes before you get older, so that you, because you do start to feel those changes negatively impacting your ability to participate in life. And, you know, if you can get these things in better balance in your 40s and your 50s, it's going to help you live a longer, healthier life beyond that, into your 60s and 70s and, you know, even our 80s. So hope this was helpful. I know it's a mouthful talking about hormones. It's very complicated. I could probably go on for hours, and I think I would bore you completely with all those details. But if you're interested in a little bit more about menopause, weight loss, you can certainly check out my video, if it ever uploads, on YouTube. And also, you could always contact me if this is something that you're looking for some more one-on-one help with. That is what I do. I'm a health and life coach. I help people figure it out and make changes in their lives so that they are living their best life, especially women, and especially during these perimenopause and menopause years. I totally get it, because I'm going through it too. Hope you have an awesome day. I am so excited to announce that I will be rolling out the Better Body Formula, which is an online health coaching program to help my lady friends like me in midlife struggling to lose weight and feel good in their bodies. It is a step-by-step approach with coaching as part of the program, and something that you can do at your own pace. So you could say goodbye to dieting and finally have an easy to follow formula, a formula that has taken years for me to develop, because yes, I was the guinea pig. I was the one going through all of these ups and downs and making all of these mistakes. But I've packaged all of those mistakes and all of the things that I've learned from my 2 certifications in health coaching, from all my knowledge about the human body, about the human brain, and about the life of a woman in midlife, a busy mom, a career woman, and how to implement the best program to finally take charge of your body, enhance energy, and learn how to listen to your body so that you're not having to go to experts and you're not having to go to books and people telling you, you know, totally different things. This is one program where you get to decide what is the best method for you and learn how to identify your unique roadblocks, the things that get in your way. I spent a lot of time self-sabotaging my weight loss efforts, and some of those were limiting beliefs that I had, and other reasons were totally physiological things that I didn't understand. If you want to get on the wait list, go ahead and click the link that's in the show notes. It is going to be an awesome program, self-paced. Like I said, it's going to have some coaching component to it, so I will be helping you throughout the way and helping you create awesome confidence that impacts your life in every way. To get on the wait list for the Better Body Formula, go to land.getbetterwithheather.com/betterbody. This is the wait list that I will use to send out email updates so that you are the first to know about this program when it becomes available. And I guarantee that there are going to be some awesome bonuses to the first few members of this program. So go ahead, sign up.
All you have to do is put your email address in, and I will send you those updates.